How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Big Apple Bites. My name is Andy, and I've got a great show for you guys today. It's been a while since we talked Giants. It's been a while since the Giants have played a game. And we've got some stuff to cover first. Gonna take a look back at the Philly game, a possible big turning point in the Giants season from 2 weeks ago. And then, gonna give you my preview, my take on what is going to happen, what's the news with the Giants and Bengals game today, or should I say the Giants and Bungles game. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today, so let's get right into it. Cue the intro. Welcome to Big Apple Bites, everybody. So, first, I want to go over a game that could be very pivotal for the Giants season. Just going to get right into it. The Week 10 Giants-Eagles matchup. And this was a good game. And honestly, the Giants looked like they were in command from the start. Daniel Jones on the first drive. Nice 34-yard touchdown run. Didn't trip this time. It was great. And it was good to see that he has the ability to stay balanced on a touchdown run. And then Philly answers with a field goal later in the first quarter. Get to the second quarter. 3 seconds in, Wayne Gallman 2-yard run. He's heating up, and that could be a key for the Giants the rest of the way. I think he's just getting started. And then Boston Scott. He can't do anything against any other teams, but at the start of the third quarter, 56-yard touchdown run, and then a Miles Sanders two-point conversion makes it really a bit too close, 14-11. Well, Sir Wayne Gallman back at it again, 1-yard run, makes it a 21-11 game, and this is about 5 minutes into the third quarter. And then Corey Clement, 5-yard run. And Philly goes for two again because Doug Peterson, and they fail. 21-17. The Giants are up by more than a field goal. And then in the fourth quarter, Graham Gano hits a field goal. Graham Gano hits a field goal. And the Giants defense has a great game. Just, they held the Eagles to where you'd... Let me just say, Carson Wentz is not good. He's been awful this year. But the Giants' defense got it done, and they got a double-digit win over the then-division-leading Philadelphia Eagles. Giants go up to 3-7. Philly fell to 3-5-1. And right after this game, Graham Gano gets a 3-year extension, and this is a move I really like. After the great Aldrick Rosas got into his criminal activities on the road this past offseason, I guess, the Giants go sign, I think it was Chandler Catanzaro, and then they're like, no, and they take a 180 almost on that and sign Gano. And it's like, oh, so they're signing the guy who really hit that game-winning 63-yard field goal against us. Well, if you can't beat him, get him. And Gano hasn't kicked in the NFL. He wasn't on a team all of last year. And so they cut Catanzaro, and Gano's their kicker. And it's felt like he's been automatic. I do not want to curse it. I'm going to knock wood there. But I think this was a good move for the Giants because, I mean, kicking field goals is pretty important. Gano hit two field goals in the last game against Philly. And he's just been consistent. And I think this is the right move for the team. And yeah, it'll be good to hopefully have him around for a while because he has been a very consistent kicker. And then he gets COVID right afterwards. But thank goodness he got better. And it was on the bye week, so they weren't missing him for a single game. He is back today for the game versus the Bengals. And that is the next thing I want to get into. And that is the game against Cincinnati today. The Burrowless Bengals, who will believe I believe will be starting the one and only. I think it's this Brandon Allen guy. Yes, it is. It is Brandon Allen. And it's just sad to see what happened to Burrow. I really hope that did not, that's, this isn't going to ruin his career. But anyway, the Giants get to go play Cincinnati in Ohio. And Giants, according to ESPN's Football Power Index, 52.6% odds for the Giants, 47 for Cincinnati. I feel like the Giants should honestly be a lot higher on this, given that, A, they've been playing well the past couple weeks. They are coming off of a win streak. And, two, Cincinnati, I don't know how they're going to possibly do anything without Burrow, because I do not think Brandon Allen's a good quarterback. He was on the practice squad. I don't want to curse anything here, but still, point being, it's a practice squad quarterback. And if I'm looking at, I'm going to take a look here at 538 for their NFL game projections. So, let's see. All right, looking at the games, the Giants are actually 69% to 31% favorites over the Bengals, and I like this a lot better than ESPN's because I think it is definitely more accurate. Now, ESPN had the Giants winning by a larger margin. They had them 6.5-point favorites, and according to ELO Point Spread on 538, they are 5.5-point favorites against the Bengals. And I think this is the Giants game to win. And also, Xavier McKinney, steal in the draft, in my opinion. He's back for the first time. He's going to play his first game today. That will be hopefully a big boost to their secondary, which, as even though it has been improving, could still use some help. And I think he will be a good guy to help them with that. And honestly, I don't see how anyone in their right mind could pick the Bengals to win this game with Brandon Allen starting at quarterback and how well the Giants have been playing and how much they have been improving. So, I actually think the Giants' defense is going to have a huge day and they're going to feast on the lack of NFL skill of Brandon Allen. I think this would have been pretty much a lock if Gio Bernard had been ruled out with a concussion. Obviously, he hasn't been ruled out with a concussion. He is active today. But just honestly, I think the Giants are actually going to hold the Bengals to a low amount of points. Not sure they're going to put up a ton themselves, but I think their defense is going to they're going to just feast today. Thanksgiving weekend feast today. And I think that the Giants will win this game by a score of 23-13. I think it's going to be a good day for Gano. I think he's going to have 3 field goals and 2 extra points, which is good. That would be a solid game. And I think he will be the one kind of carrying the Giants to that win. Even though, if the Bengals put up 13, his field goals wouldn't necessarily matter, but the extra points would. So, Giants win 23-13. That's my prediction. And I think Graham Gano is team MVP on the day, hitting 3 field goals and 2 extra points. And there's nothing really much to say here. The Daniel Jones, I want to give mad props to him because he has figured it out, I think. One of the biggest knocks on him was that he could not hold on to the ball. And over the past few weeks, he has shown that he might be fixing this. He's been so low on turnovers. I'm not sure. I think he didn't have a turnover versus Washington, I don't think. And he didn't have one versus Philly. That was 2 straight weeks. And what was impressive about Washington is how good their pass defense has been, too. And he was able to not throw an interception or fumble the ball once, which is good. I think he is learning. He is developing as an NFL quarterback. And I'm of course, happy to see this. I think the Giants need Jones to develop in order to say, hey, we didn't waste that draft pick on him. And I think he is going to prove that he is a good NFL quarterback. Next thing I want to get into is just some of the permutations. Did this a bit on the Thanksgiving episode. Just going through odds changes for stuff that happens, scenarios for the games this weekend in the NFC East. So obviously, Washington beat up on the Cowboys. Antonio Gibson, 3 touchdowns. He had a monster Thanksgiving feast. And right now, as it stands, the Eagles still are favorites to win the division, even though they are not leading. They're 3-6-1, 35% chance to win. Washington, and this is all according to 538, Washington, 30% odds. They are currently leading the division at 4-7, and currently they look like a decent football team. They are the football team, and I think they've been obviously playing well. They had a monster day on offense. They just destroyed the Cowboys. It was not a close game. And then the Giants sitting at 3-7, 27% chance to win the division. Now, first thing I want to go over for likely permutations, not going to include ties here. So there are two permutations with the Giants getting a win versus Cincinnati. If Philly wins too, which I don't think they are, it's basically the same odds as the Giants, except it's 68% to 32% with their game against Seattle, and Seattle's only 5-point favorites, but let's be real here. Seattle's the much better team, and they should win this game. If both the Eagles and Giants win, that actually hurts Washington quite a bit. They fall to 20% to make the playoffs and 19% to win the division. I don't know how they'd possibly make it in as a wild card unless they won out. The Eagles would actually go up to 51% odds to win the division, and this would be a huge win for them. And obviously they have that tie, which is kind of their tiebreaker over the Giants right now. It's an extra half win, I guess. And the Giants would fall to 23% odds, even if they were to win. Now, if the Giants win and Philadelphia loses, Giants become favorites to win the division. They climb to 4-7. Eagles fall to 3-7-1. Washington stays 4-7. Giants go up to 39% odds to win the division. The Eagles go down to 23%, and Washington goes down slightly to 28, but jumps ahead of the Eagles, or, in other words, the Eagles fall below them. And then the Dallas Cowboys would actually climb to 10% odds to win the division at this point, because it'd be keeping it closer. The Eagles wouldn't get a fourth win plus that tie. Now, if the Eagles win and the Giants lose, this is really bad for the Giants, and odds are this is the least likely scenario. And it'd be 27% for Washington, sitting at 4-7. Eagles would go to 4-6-1. 60%. This is the best case scenario for Philadelphia. Dallas climbs slightly to 7%, and the Giants fall all the way down to the bottom at 6%. They would be 3-8, along with Dallas. And if both teams lose, Washington is in the driver's seat at with sole lead of the division, they'd be 4-7. Eagles would be 3-7-1. Giants 3-8. Cowboys 3-8. Washington would have a 42% chance to win the NFC East. Eagles would have a 32% chance, and that's pretty much because of that tie. The Giants would have a 13% chance, and the Cowboys would also have a 13% chance. So, best case scenario for the Giants is they win and Philadelphia loses. That puts them in the driver's seat pretty much for the NFC East right now. The Giants do have some tough games coming up. And that's what I think is going to happen, which is good. Because that would mean, obviously, the Giants are leading the NFC East. Yeah, this division is crazy. And this is going to be, these two games will give us a, this week will give us a shape of what it's going to look like when it is done. And there is still a lot of time left for stuff, crazy stuff to happen. But right now, if I'm looking at it, I think it's pretty close between the Giants and Washington. They've been playing the best football recently. And the Giants have been playing well, and Washington's actually been heating up on offense a bit. I mean, they put up 41 points on Dallas. Dallas does have a crap defense, but still, point is still there. And the nice thing about that is the Giants beat Washington twice and have a tiebreaker over them. So if they were to tie somehow at like 6-10 atop the division, the Giants would win the division based on tiebreakers, which is great. So bottom line is hopefully the Giants win and hopefully the Eagles lose, because that puts the Giants in the driver's seat. This is going to be an interesting week 12. Other games that are going to be on that you should definitely watch are the Titans-Colts game. That's going to be very important for the AFC South. Chiefs-Buccaneers, two powerhouses, and this would be a huge win for the Buccaneers if they could somehow pull it off. And then Monday Night Football, Seahawks-Eagles, because it's important for both teams in their division races. And then Tuesday Night Football, it's going to be RG3. It's going to be the RG3 show if the game's even played. And I think the Steelers are probably going to climb to 11-0. They are heavily favored versus the Ravens. Week 12 is going to be fun. And thank you guys so much for coming to get your fix for the Giants. And I've got a lot of other news from around the sports world that I want to cover with you guys. And I know I said I was going to do an episode of Big Apple Bites earlier this week, and I didn't get around to doing that, but we've got a lot of news to cover. I will be back likely early this week with all that. Got a lot of stuff piled up for you guys. I'm going to give you my take on it, but that's for another day. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Big Apple Bites. Have a great week. Enjoy the football games today. Peace.